Live. We are launching into hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
All right, so we continue here with your phone calls. That is the point of the program, and ladies, come first. We go to Dana listening in Texas. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, guys. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Dana. Hey, what's Dana on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to your call with a law enforcement gentleman a little bit ago and the pornography, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
And realizing and understanding that there are two crimes that are always recidivism, and you can never cure them. One is theft, stealing, and the other one is child molestation. I'm assuming with that would go the sickness of novelty.
Hold on. Point of clarification, Dana.
Dana, I've got a lot of experience in the criminal justice system. I spent 9 years in prison. And I'll tell you that the numbers on thieves actually are something like a little above 50%. I will agree that you have picked the top two, but
the top two lowest recidivist rates.
No, the top two highest recidivist rates.
Highest recidivism, which means that they go back and
they go back. They do it again, and you have picked the two highest. Now that I would like to make another point of clarification that child molestation is not sex offense. It's not the same thing because sex offenders are child molesters. However, all sex offenders are not child molesters. So the there's people tend to lump them in the same category, and so that's not entire. So yes, what you've said is true to some extent, but thieves, yeah, you can reform thieves a little bit. Well, actually, thieves can reform themselves if they choose to. Go ahead.
Well, my point being, and I hate to put you guys on the spot with this, but I have always wondered from a male perspective, and I know there are some female pornographers, child molesters, or whatever, very, very, very low percentage over the overall population of those kind of perverts. But from a male perspective, what makes a male want to do this? Why do they get their jollies, like you were saying, out of even the Sears catalog, for Pete's sake?
Dana, it would be very difficult to say. I mean, you don't find, we're going to assume for a second that you're heterosexual. You don't find young boys to be attractive, do you? Sexually attractive, do you?
Oh, goodness, no.
Yeah, I don't find young girls to be sexually attractive, although I do find women to be.
But there was a story about a teacher just this week we were talking about who was in her late 20s who found a 13-year-old boy to be attractive enough to have sex with him 300 times over a period of a year and a half or 2 years.
Yeah, absolutely, men are more likely to commit like this because men's sexual urges, I think if you look at the bell curve, are more powerful than women's sexual urges. They're more driven by them, and that's the reason we still have humans on the planet.
Well, I mean, if there are any pedophiles out there listening tonight who want to answer the question, obviously you would give a much better insight into this. 800-259-9231. But Dana, let me get a point of clarification here. When you're asking that question, why are men interested in this stuff? Are you specifically talking about child pornography involving people before the age of puberty doing sexual things on camera?
Yes.
Okay, so you're excluding teenagers. You're not including like a 14 or 15.
Right. You know, teenagers to me, in this day and time, they want to know about everything. So I think at a point in time, they're going to try and experience everything at least once.
Well, I'm not talking
it's
about
the
what
adulted. It's the adult mind, the grown male, that finds this kinky and gets off on it. I find it, how do you explain this? I've never known anyone with that kind of perversion that was aware to me that that's what they did in my lifetime.
Yeah, all right.
And I've always, it's kind of like the criminal mind. What makes them do what they do?
Well, first of all, let's clear out the teenage thing right away. The reason why males are interested in teenage age young women is simply because that's biologically what a lot of them are programmed for.
I mean, right. It's not even a pedophile. It's an ephebiophile.
It's an ephebiophile. People confuse the two. People will call somebody who's interested in a 14 or 15-year-old girl a pedophile. And it's not accurate. That's what they're doing. They're following, in many cases, a an urge that's based on the fact that once a teenager reaches, once a young person reaches puberty, they are effectively ready to make babies. Now, in our society, that's not something that tends to happen or should happen because they're just not mentally prepared for it because we keep them children as long as possible, the infantilization of this country, which is a whole other issue. So wiping the teenage issue off, then we get to the real weird the situation of why would somebody be interested in somebody who cannot even physically have sexual relations? Should they have even been able to understand what they are and have a desire for them? They cannot even physically have them. Well, then we're into the really bizarro world of just sickness. And you know, the answer to the question of why this would happen, well, there's the easy answer of something happened to them. And that they're kind of passing on the cycle of abuse. Maybe their uncle molested them when they were younger, and now they're trying to reenact that somehow. For whatever reason, it damaged their brain to the extent that they are trying to recreate that. That's a possibility, of course.
Can I stop you right there and ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of pedophiles is this the reason why they are? Do you have any study percentages as to, you know, based on 100 cases, 90% of them, this is what happened, or it has nothing to do with it, or it's a very low percentage of a past experience in their own life that set them in this direction as at an early age, or especially as an adult?
I have no studies. I'm just going to speculate
for
you.
I've seen the numbers are quite high of people that have had those. And I also
being
wonder
molested?
How many. But yeah, they have been molested as kids. But I wonder about that because if you're in prison as a pedophile and you're given some kind of survey, and I don't know how they would get that survey to somebody without pointing them out as a pedophile. If you're taking that survey, convicts have a tendency to try to absolve themselves of guilt because it's the guilt that's keeping them in prison. If they could somehow absolve themselves of guilt, they would get out. So they try to foist the guilt onto other people. I think that they may, I don't know, I would imagine some of them are lying.
Also, I'd like to point out that I'm trying to recall, it's been a couple years at least since we talked to the pedophile on this show. And maybe somebody can dig up figure out which archive it was and post it online so people can listen to this and refresh what this guy had to say. But as I recall, and I think you were there that night, Mark.
Oh, yeah. Don't send it to me. I didn't enjoy it.
As I recall, what he said was that he's always been this way. And he denied having any sort of molestation in his past, that he'd always been attracted to young boys. And he pointed out, and I think it's an important thing to point out, just to come to at least some of their defense, that many people who are pedophiles are not interested in sex with children. I'd like to point that out. There are some of them that are just, you know, absolute sickos and would molest a baby if they could, but some of them would call themselves a boy lover. Like if we're talking about male, they would call themselves boy lovers, and they are interested. I'm just telling you, they're interested in spending time with very, very young people, but not necessarily buggering them. So there, even within the pedophile camp, there are, you know, I think there are some differentiations that need to be made. Why is it that people end up this way? I don't know if we'll ever have a real solid answer that is in any way consistent across all of pedophilia, but that's my answer for you, Dana. Any thoughts?
From my perspective, I find it something difficult to put my mind around because as a person that does not get intrigued or even the slightest interested in being this kind of behavior, I'm trying to understand why it is so bad, why it's getting worse, and what is making people do this.
I don't know if it's getting worse. I don't know if that's the case. I think that what you're seeing is the information society is passing on those stories when they do pop up, and they're so outrageous and so despicable that you may take note of them more often and believe that they're actually on the increase. I can't imagine that there would be any reason why something like this would be on the increase. I think what you're talking about is a percentage of a percentage of a percentage of sexual deviance that would be engaging in something like this, and I don't think it's a very large percentage at all. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259. Yep, thank you. 800-259-9231. Chris in Florida, listening to WFLA. You're on Free Talk Live.
Everyone up.
Chris, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard your conversation. I had to give you a call. It's true, we do live in a prison, work in a prison, die in a prison, and you know, die in a prison as a rule, with the way things really are. And I think the media has destroyed the sanity of the average American.
I'd like you to expound on your point here in a moment. We're going to bring you back, Chris. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. The media and the prison, how are they related? It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul, and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
The difference between staying small and big in anything you do in life is people. I'll go so far as to say, before you start worrying about how you're going to fund your business with money, think about how you're going to build social capital. Money is fickle. Social capital just keeps growing, even in hard times. How do you build social capital when you're just starting out? The mistake many new entrepreneurs make is that they're solely focused on asking others for help. Turn it around. Figure out how you can be the one doing the helping. There's no better first impression you can create than when people see you offering instead of asking. A great story plus a great product equals marketing success. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features do include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. and get interactive. WIKI.freetalklive.com. You know, we've been talking about, and we're going to continue here with the phone calls in a moment, but we've been talking about the idea that everybody lives on a big farm, or that the United States is essentially a big prison.
All countries are prisons.
Yes, that all countries are farms or prisons, and we're having our wealth extracted from us by our masters, and you know, we're allowed to move to a new farm or a new prison, but you've got to pay the master's dues in order to do that, and you've got to jump through whatever hoops master puts up for you. And if you're getting tired of living on the farm and having your wealth extracted from you, you might want to look into the Free State Project. Head over to freestateproject.org and learn more about the movement of thousands of liberty-loving people all to the same geographic region. We're all moving to the farm or the prison of New Hampshire, which, you know, the guards aren't as nasty in this particular prison, and the master isn't quite as bad, and we're hoping to turn things around, and we're working on that, and it's there already have been hundreds of people that have moved. Go to freestateproject.org and learn more about it. We look forward to seeing you at the upcoming Liberty Forum, which is a great opportunity to actually come up here and see New Hampshire and meet all of these activists, and also meet some big names like Glenn Jacobs. You might know him from the WWE as Kane. He's going to be there speaking. So many other names. We're not going to have time to go through the whole list. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about that. And you can use our discount code to save 10%. 2009 FTL. That's 2009 FTL saves 10% on the 2009 Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue, Chris in Florida, who was listening to WFLA. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks. First, I want to applaud the fact that you seem to be a truth seeker.
Well, thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, because most of the people in the media would never come close to some of the things you're saying. They're very cogent. Yes, we do live in a... I think somebody wrote once in a poem or a song, we're born in a prison, we work in a prison, we live in a prison, and we die in a prison as a rule. Reach for yourself and your battered mate. Wood becomes flute when it is loved. Now, the media, remember in The Wizard of Oz? The Wizard,
yes.
And the screen?
Sure.
Whoever wrote The Wizard of Oz was the closest to describing our situation with the government, in my opinion. We were born looking for courage. We're born looking for a heart and a brain and a home. And we never really do find it. And we're always expecting the wizard of government or the land of Oz or the Washington, D.C. or Moscow or someplace to solve all of our problems for us. And the man on the screen is the media. You know, that's the really controlling device. Without the media, they cannot enact laws and enforce laws. You know, well, how was I supposed to know this is a law? How am I supposed to know this is illegal? Well, the media, that's how you're supposed to know. So the media is the all-controlling man on the screen. And in my opinion, most of us are like the cowardly lion who runs away from the wizard after he bellows a few billows of smoke. The lion runs out, trying to scamper out of the castle. That's all of us when it comes to the real issues that affect our lives. What do you think?
I'd say that's spot on. I'm glad you held on so long.
I don't know about the analogies. They're a little dizzying for me, but I think that they could be fleshed out for people, and that they might be able to see it. But you know, the fact is, everything you've said, I have to agree that people are just petrified of the government and their power, and they're not willing to stand up and do anything. I've had my wife tell me not to put blog posts up because she's afraid that federal agents are looking at them and are going to come after me or something.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, that's fear.
The amount of fear that people live underneath is crippling, and I think you're absolutely right. People would love to think of themselves as courageous, but where's the evidence?
Right now, when I include my own mother and brothers and sisters and all my relatives in this class, I call the whole world a slob, including my own flesh and blood, okay? I used to be a slob, and I'm still a slob in respects, but the media, for example, Michael Jackson probably rightfully deserved to be exposed for his peccadilloes with young boys.
Yeah.
But the media plays favorites. In 1992, in Belfast, Maine, a 43-year-old author, murderer, was convicted of statutory rape, but we never heard about it. Author Stephen King with a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, you got us again. It was a great call. Thanks for the call.
Tell us about this conviction.
He was convicted of sex with a 15-year-old in 1992 in Belfast, Maine. He had to pay a large fine. I've also heard from a lot of people in Maine.
Yeah, you understand that that would be a slanderous
statement.
Yes, well, I guess that's libelous. Yeah, he's being recorded.
I'm in Sarasota right now, and I've been driving around with my LennonMurderTruth.com van, and he hasn't denied it yet. Hasn't denied it in 26 years. I ran him out of Maine, you know.
Interesting. Well, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I think he changes his name, that guy, when he calls.
Yeah.
So, that's the guy, in case you don't know, in case you're just listening for the first time. He's called a few weeks in a row, and he has referenced that he believes that Stephen King murdered John Lennon at the behest of the U.S. federal government. I don't know about that, but I did like his comments about the prison. I think it was spot on there. 800-259-9231. We continue here, and we talk to Adam, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Hello, Adam. Adam, you are on the air, going once. Adam in South Carolina. Hello there.
Yeah, there's actually a couple things that have come up as I've been listening that I wanted to talk about. But,
certainly.
The first thing, I never actually continued with this, but I was a psych major for a while. I might be able to answer that woman's question about the pedophiles.
Oh, before you do that, one of my producers did dig up the date we had the pedophile on the show. It was June 14th of 2006. So if you can go back and dig up that episode of Free Talk Live, you can listen to like at least an hour-long interview with this guy taking phone calls and stuff like that. But go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, sure. In my abnormal human sexual behavior class that I took as a part of the degree, we delved into this a lot, and one of the things that seemed to be a pretty common theme among pedophiles was that it's not actually a sexual attraction in the traditional sense. It's more of a psychological attraction to the innocence inherent in a young child. Generally, this person is going to be unable to have a normal adult relationship, whether they are mentally just not quite capable of relating to another adult, or if they've had a traumatic relationship experience in the past, or perhaps a lot of times if they've had a very because this kind of goes against the ingrained gender roles that basically our psyches drive us towards. If a male has had a very domineering girlfriend, wife, whatever, that's kind of, for lack of a better word, sapped him of his masculinity, that can be one of the factors. Granted, that wouldn't be a primary factor, but it could be one of the factors that tends to have him seek out a more innocent person, someone who doesn't have the inherent, well, just all the things that are wrong with adults in general, you know. I mean, adults tend to be a lot harder to deal with than children are. And that's one of the common things that you'll look at is they're more attracted to the innocence than they are to the body or to the physical looks of the
interesting child. Observations. I know you had another reason you were calling, so hang on. We'll bring you back as well. Plus, phone lines are loading up. If you're on hold, we'll get to you here. 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. It is the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. That again, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. We've got archives, so if you need to listen to what you've missed, it goes back for an entire year completely free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we go back to Adam listening in South Carolina to WSCFM. Adam, I know you had another reason you were calling in originally, so I wanted to give you a chance to get that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, the main thing I wanted to talk about, I heard you tell that guy to stop paying his property taxes. And
yes,
and
we need a property tax revolt.
And I agree. I think it's ridiculous that you can own something in full and still have to basically pay rent to the government in order to keep it.
Yep.
That's actually sort of become, that's something that I kind of made a life ambition. Right now, I'm saving up the money to buy a nice sized plot of land and build a house on it. And my goal is, and I wanted to get y'all's input on this, if there's something I might be overlooking, I want to have a house that is self-sufficient, its own energy source, water source. Pretty much there's nothing that the government can cut off. And then I just want to refuse to pay taxes on it.
Well, you're going to have to start before you get to that point. You're going to have to refuse to pull permits.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I'm thinking one of these kind of lesser developed states that have a lot of open land where I might be able to do it kind of under the radar before they realize that it's been built.
I have a couple of thoughts on this, and I thought about it myself. Well, first off, you don't necessarily have to have a permit to pull a trailer up on there. You can just pull a mobile home kind of situation up. And
depends on where you live. Try that in Beverly Hills.
It depends. If you try it in New Hampshire, try it in the free state, baby. Yeah. Okay, I don't know that I've ever heard of them cutting off the electricity to somebody who hasn't paid taxes of some sort or another. If you want to be off the grid, that's fine, but you need to want to be off the grid for your own reasons.
There is that too.
Right. That's fine. I've looked at being off the grid, and it seems to be remarkably expensive.
There's been new, I know I told you I was doing psychology as a major now, but I switched over to physics before I completed my degree, and there's been some great advances in photovoltaics for solar power.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the direction I was looking at. I think I could rig something up myself for that.
But the idea is
I want this to be defensible, not in the sense of trading bullets with, you know, government officials or anything, but to where they cannot force me to leave that house.
I love the idea, and I'd like to encourage you to look into the Free State Project to come up here and do it here in New Hampshire, where you could have activists on your side who many of them can actually help you build the house, but also they would be willing, most of them would be willing to come and, you know, sit and do civil disobedience. If the government was to come after you, you might be able to find people that would come and sit in front of a bulldozer with you instead of just being all alone somewhere else and just being, you know, kind of the lone nut that the news reports on about how the government came and, you know, run roughshod over you and just stole your house from you. I think you might have a better chance at success if you're here in New Hampshire. I, for one, have essentially pledged that once there are four other property owners here in Keene, New Hampshire, willing to join me, I will stop paying 60% of the property tax bills as they come through, and I will return that 60% to my tenants on the duplex that I own. So just to prove to people that it's not about the money, it's not about me keeping that money, it's about giving it to the people that it rightfully belongs to in the first place. And so I highly recommend you go to freestateproject.org, check that out, and you'll see that there is an activist network up here just waiting to help people like you out that actually have the courage to do something about this tyranny. Thanks for the call tonight. 1-800-259-9231. We go to the ladies, Diana, listening to Radio Free Austin, I believe. Diana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Diana.
Hello?
You are on the air.
How you doing? Well, thank you. I was kind of afraid to call because, well, I don't know, it's just really hard for what I'm going through now. But I'm from New Hampshire. That's the good news. I was born and raised in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Okay.
And I love your show.
Thanks.
I love your show. And I got out of work. We're workers. My husband is a Vietnam veteran. And the reason I'm calling is one of your topics. I've got a lot on my mind now. I'm sorry.
Pick one. We've only got time for one. Go.
All right. If I was afraid to call because of a lot of reasons. But nevertheless, he's a disabled vet from Vietnam. Came back with one leg, came back messed up, but still married to the guy. I love him. And unfortunately, we had a run-in with someone here, and I called the America's Finest for help, and they would not help us.
You called the police? When you say America's Finest, you mean the police?
Yes.
And how would they not help?
Because they said they would wait. If it got really bad, they would be there. I said, really bad? This man was going around assaulting people. And he's like a big bully type. And the police, America's Finest, wouldn't do anything.
You know, it's so sad. And there are so many stories of the police just either ignoring reports and having people be victimized as a result of them not doing anything, complete inaction. And I thank you for the call tonight. It's a frustrating situation to deal with.
They waited until it was too late. I assaulted the guy. I did. And, you know, I'm thinking about going back to New Hampshire or going somewhere.
I'm sorry. You suggested that the police said you were the one doing the assaulting?
They wouldn't do anything. They're there to protect and serve. They didn't protect and serve anybody.
No, that's not their job, and it's a myth. And I thank you for the call tonight. Just to briefly explain, there may very well be police that are on various different departments around the country that have the best of intentions and that absolutely want to help. I know those folks are out there. I've met some of them. Okay, I know that. However, the reality of the situation is no one in your local police department is obligated to help you with anything. They're not obligated to come when you call them. They're not obligated to do anything of any sort to assist you. They do not have an obligation to protect and serve you. Their job is to protect and serve the state. Now, some of them might want it to be otherwise. They might wish it were otherwise. They might wish they were doing other things with their time, like actually going after real criminals. But that's just not the reality of it. And the Supreme Court backs them up. They have no obligation to protect you. The right. Supreme Court has reaffirmed this over and over again. They can stand by while you are being murdered. After you have called them, you could be being stabbed to death in front of the police, and they could be standing there. They could shoot and kill the guy stabbing you, but if they don't, they are not responsible. They are completely unliable
now,
from this.
Think about this for a second. You have to look at this from the point of view of a free market, in the sense that, well, if your bike gets stolen, are the cops responsible for, getting your bike back? Do they have to get it back? Do they have to pay for it because they didn't fail to guard it? Well, if you hired a security company, would they be responsible?
Yep.
Yeah, I think they would.
You could fire them if you didn't like it.
You certainly could put it in the contract that, look, if something gets stolen, you're responsible for making up for it. And I'm sure that some security company that really wanted your business would do that.
They'd take that deal. Sure, they'd back it up with an insurance policy or something like that.
So now you can see the difference. Cops aren't there to provide you with security.
Right. And if you're disappointed, well, too flippin' bad.
And so then what you end up with is situations where police officers are, you know, off giving tickets and raising revenue for the state or the town. Depending on where you are, rather than out trying to solve crimes.
And you also
which is
up,
what likely they would prefer
they started,
to be doing.
Yeah, that's what many of them got into it for. But then you also end up with situations where people have their beliefs shattered about the police. I mean, they were brought up believing that Officer Friendly is there to help, and that if you just need something, you call the cops and they'll help you out. But then when you actually come to the reality and you come to understanding that that's not what happens, that they do whatever it is that they want to do, sometimes it might help, but if they don't, too bad, there's nothing you can do about it. Once you come to that conclusion, it could be pretty shocking. It could be pretty earth-shattering to people that have always believed in the system and believed that the police were out there protecting them and keeping them safe to find out that it's not really true and that they have no obligations to protect you. Supreme Court's backed it up again and again. So if there's no obligation for them to protect you, what obligation do you have back to them, them being the government? 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photo blocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photo blocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. We will try to sneak you in. I'm not going to give you the number, though, because the phones are loaded up. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Whole list of things you can do, most of them totally free or very low cost. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and help us out. Get this show into more ears around the country and around the world. All right, so we continue here with your phone calls, and we go to another lady listener. Rain is listening to WSJM-FM in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Hello, Rain.
Hi, this is Rain. Hi. I want to say I'm a first-time listener, and I love the show.
Thank you. Welcome aboard. What's on your mind tonight?
We'll make you mad at some point, Rain.
That's okay. I like people who make me mad. But I chimed in on the part where someone, you were talking about the fear of the government that people have, and I'm just sick of America. It's time that we stand up and speak our voices or take action. It seems like everybody always calls in with a big problem, but they never call with a solution to a problem. They're always looking for someone on the outside to take care of their problem.
Yep.
America, get off your rusty dusties and take care of it yourself.
Well, you're right. I mean, isn't it sort of the American way to want to have a pill they can pop to solve whatever it is the problem might be? And essentially, that, you know, that's what they want. They want an easy solution. They see all the problems. The problems are pretty easy to identify, but they don't know what the root of the cause is. And if they can identify the root problem, which, of course, I would identify as the government itself, they can't really identify what they could possibly do about it. Because the government seems so entrenched, it seems so powerful. There are, of course, all the cliches that people like to use, like, well, you can't fight City Hall. Well, yeah, you could if you bothered, but if you're doing it by yourself, really there's not much you can do. So you really need to have a group of people that's willing to, I think, I personally am a huge fan of civil disobedience and non-cooperation. I think that could go a long way toward changing things. But again, those are two things that are going to be risky, and people are risk-averse. They're trained to be risk-averse, which goes back to something we were talking about earlier with the government indoctrination camps called government schools, which train people to avoid risk. They tell you that you need to get trained so you can go and get a job, so you can work at that job for the rest of your life, so you can retire, and so you can sit around and, you know, garden and watch television until you die. That's essentially what you're supposed to do if you follow the system. But it's just not healthy. What is going on with people? It beats them down and it breaks them down and it turns them into pathetic serfs. Any other thoughts for us, Rain?
Well, if Americans think about how times change over the years, let's say the Wright brothers went along with the system. They never invented the airplane. Where would we be today? Mm-hmm. If people began to think and go outside of the box instead of going along with the system and creating new systems, everything would stay the same.
I like you, Rain. You know what I'd like to invite you to? Our Shrine of Female Listeners. Do you have internet access?
Yes, I sure do.
When you get a chance, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at it. There's all the details there. A lot of ladies from around the country have sent us their photo to prove they listen to the show, and we'd love to have you on there. And I thank you for your insights tonight and hope to hear from you again in the future. By the way, we're on every Saturday night there at the station you're listening to. 800-259-9231.
We're on six nights a week. However, we're being carried that particular Saturday night.
On
Saturday night.
That's true, and we'll take whatever we can get.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate every one of our radio stations carrying us for as long as they feel is appropriate. All right, so we continue with your calls, and we go back to the guys and talk to Jamie, listening to WZBK in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Jamie.
Good evening.
Hey, you're on the air.
Okay, you know, the gentleman who's there who spent time in prison, I don't want to know why or anything. I'm curious as to whether alcohol was involved in the crime when you committed it.
No.
Wasn't cocaine involved then?
Go ahead.
Well, here's, you know, and you say, well, okay, people just ignore things and go about your business. And I'm thinking to myself here going, yeah, go have another drink and turn on some reality TV and,
yeah,
you know, forget about what's going on. When we were talking about sexual predators, when we were talking about major, major numbers in crime, alcohol is related so much. And why do we allow a society to become embalmed with alcohol and ignore everything that's going on around them? Now, granted, I spent time in prison. I got drunk. I hit somebody. I went to jail. I've been sober 28 years. I haven't had an arrest. I haven't had anybody look at me cross-eyed. And,
congratulations.
Thank you. But it's not even a pat on the back. I don't want the next generation coming up doing the same mistakes we did. And where in this country can you go and find a consortium that is pushing for not prohibition of alcohol, but maybe the ban on prohibition on marijuana? Because I'll tell you, as a 40-year pot smoker, I've never been arrested, never gotten in trouble or anything when stoned.
I have to ask you this because this is my pet issue, ending the war on drugs. I'm not going to just stop at marijuana. I think the entire war on drugs needs to end.
Marijuana is less harmful than alcohol, that's for sure.
You're calling from our hometown of beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. That is from where we do this show. And do you know that that just 1 week ago that in Railroad Square in Keene, New Hampshire, there was an open marijuana protest?
No, I didn't.
All right. What I'd like to direct you to is our my blog site, which is freekeen.com. That's freekeen.com. Yep. You can see video footage. There's a forum there. People are getting together, and there are people that are willing to stand up and do something about this. And if you're really interested in doing something, Mr. Andrew Carroll is the gentleman who was possessing marijuana in public a week ago right here in Keene. He's got now a court date because the cops came and arrested him, and I'm sure he would appreciate having you show up at that court date to show your support.
Well, that's terrific, and it's great because I talked to local politicians. I talked to Molly, Tom, everybody down who represents us in Washington. Our state house said, you know, decriminalize it. Of course, it was turned down. And I'm constantly on these guys about it because it's, I mean, my son's 21. I don't want him going to jail for smoking a joint if he's not going to cause. It's a victimless crime. There's nobody
getting
hurt.
Here's another one. Here's another fun fact for you. Did you know that the jail run in the Cheshire County region is actually run by a law enforcement against prohibition member, Rick Van Winkler?
Yes, I do. I am aware of that. Yeah.
All right. So it's very interesting. So things are kind of building to the point where change can actually happen here in New Hampshire as far as the marijuana laws are concerned. But I think that, you know, calling the representatives is it's worthwhile to a point. Can you imagine what would happen if 20 to 40 people were downtown smoking marijuana publicly? This past weekend, it was only one guy possessing it. What if it were 20 to 40 people? They don't have enough jail space to arrest all those folks. So I think that civil disobedience could be very, very valuable here. And again, I want to point you to freekeen.com, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And freekeen.com, blog site, kind of chronicling what's going on here in New Hampshire. There are multiple bloggers, so you get different kind of different viewpoints, but everybody has generally a pro-liberty view at freekeen.com. And it's a great thing for those of you outside of this area who are listening to this national talk show or this international talk show to get a window into the world of what is happening here. And I find it pretty exciting. So we continue with your phone calls. And we talk to the AMP line, unscreened call. Who's this?
Hey, it's Officer Liberty. How are you two doing?
Officer Liberty, we're short on time. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, quick little scenario for you guys. Neither of you have seen the Boondock Saints, apparently.
No,
but,
I have not.
Okay, basic premise of the movie, two Irishmen go around killing a bunch of mobsters. My question to you is that ethically okay? Can you go around being a vigilante, taking the scum off the streets? Go.
I personally... I find it something I would not want to be involved in, but I think that if you've had force initiated against you or a friend or a family member or a friend, I think it's justifiable.
Vigilantism's fine as long as you're right. Unfortunately, people are fallible, and
what if you make a mistake?
If you make a mistake, you've done something very, very bad. So it's something that needs to be weighed against what the consequences are, and the consequences are you can hurt somebody because you don't know everything. If you listen to the news or you hear things, I mean, you don't know everything.
Thank you for the call tonight. We need to talk to Ferb in Utah. Ferb, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just had a quick thing. I've read this thing about a guy in England who's a gingerbread baker who killed himself because somebody tried to trademark the name of the particular type of gingerbread they were making. It's called Grassmere's gingerbread. But the guy ended up killing himself because of legal bills and other contributing factors. And I was wondering if you guys had trademarked any of your stuff or done any intellectual property protections.
No, I don't believe in intellectual property. I believe that ideas should be free. So I have not.
Yeah, I just think it's tragic that somebody tried to trademark this guy's, life's work, and he ended up offing himself. He had three kids.
You know, there was one time...
It's tragic, absolutely.
Thank you for the call tonight. There was one time at which there was some sicko racist that went out there and borrowed the name of this show and created their own show on the Internet. And it kind of bugged me a little bit, but I knew better than to do anything about it. I wasn't going to spend my time worrying or spend my time working to try to stop them. Eventually, they ended up stopping themselves when the host of the show put a bullet in his head and killed his wife as well. So,
nice.
See you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.